The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Remember I said I was in California? Yeah, I'm still in California. Even today, am I in California? I am speaking at Signal Hill tonight. The pastor is James Cadiz. And then I'm going up to Rob McCoy's church, Thousand Oaks. I'm starting to like California. Maybe I'll never come home. But enough about me. I have a guest, a special guest. He's, I believe, in his mid-50s, and yet, and this is interesting, he is still a boy genius officially. The Guinness Book of World Records says that he's the oldest living boy genius, and here he is, John Smirek. John, welcome.
Thanks, Eric. One of my best friend, Anthony, who is still best friends since second grade, he said he wants me to watch the show Young Sheldon. He said I'm a lot like the protagonist. I haven't seen it, but people have told me that. Yeah, precociousness. We're thin, right? After all.
The point is,
we're thin.
You're the only person I've ever known who's brought your precociousness into middle age. It's no one's ever done that before. You understand? No one's ever done that before. It's a beautiful thing. All right, listen. There's a lot going on in the country. 2 days ago was the Derek Chauvin trial, the George Floyd madness. The Queen celebrated her 95th birthday. But what would you like to talk about, my friend?
Well, we can talk for a little bit about the Derek Chauvin verdict. We watched that on television and it was horrible. We all pretty much all saw that video. And we all had strong reactions to it. On the other hand, a lot of us watched O.J. Simpson flee the police and had strong reactions, but they still had to have a formal trial, because in this country, we don't judge people based on TV audiences' reactions to video clips. When that happens, you have things like Nick Sandman. Nick Sandman and his friends were pro-life demonstrators who got subject to the media judge, jury, and execution phenomenon. And remember how many thousands of wise people chimed in online to condemn Nick Sandman and his pro-life Catholic high school friends for racism.
Yeah, he was a 16-year-old student with the MAGA hat standing on the mall in Washington, D.C., and the tribal elder, quote unquote. By the way, it's 2021. I don't even know what a tribal elder is today. Somebody who dresses up as a tribal elder and beats a drum, you know, for some political purposes.
Right. But let's just remember that the media highly edited that video and can pretty much sought to ruin his life and the life of his fellow students. Two local bishops condemned him and all the other kids. Now, one of the bishops backed down and apologized, but the other bishop is still, who's a leftist activist, is still holding out, still condemning him. The media organizations had to be sued. Thank God there were good lawyers.
Lynn Wood,
who are willing to step up and do for him what they did for Richard Jewell. That is vindicate an innocent man. So I'm glad that Chauvin had a full and apparently a fair trial. And I think he deserved some punishment for what he did, which did seem to exceed proper police procedure. But America didn't deserve to be punished by weeks of riots. Business owners in the city of Minneapolis didn't deserve to be punished. Just Black business owners particularly didn't deserve to be punished by white thugs of Antifa claiming to act in their interest by burning their neighborhoods down. Let's remember the whole George Floyd incident, including the burnings of cities, attacks on business owners. Kyle Rittenhouse is still facing prison for helping defend businesses in a mostly black neighborhood against white-led rioters, mostly white Antifa rioters, spoiled brats from the suburbs who wanted to set some fires in the inner city.
Not only are these white Antifa people white, but they're particularly pale and pasty and thin. I've noticed this. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, well, they don't leave the house.
Like they live in the basement under a board, like a grub or a, it's just the weirdest thing. And they put on black and they come out at night and, you know, terrorize the world. It's a very strange phenomenon. I don't know if you saw, there was somebody, I can't remember where this was. It was maybe last week. Someone shrieking, like screaming Black Lives Matter, screaming himself hoarse. And I looked at him and I thought, this guy looks like he's like 30 years old. So this is a
he lives in his mom's basement playing computer games, shouting upstairs for her to come down and bring him vegan snacks. This is not the future of America. OK, these people, I hope it turns out that their vegan diets, you know, shorten their lifespans. So they don't get to vote as many times. OK, God have mercy on them. But we don't have to pray for them.
Well, I mean, look, we joke around, but we want all these people to come to God and to have a new life, because honestly, I feel sorry for these people. They're causing immense destruction, but at the same time, they are so lost. They are so they're longing for meaning. They're longing for something. They think they have found it in this. And it's just, you know, it's at least pathetic.
Listen, I hope that they all end up speaking in tongues at some Pentecostal church and then waiting in line to get you to sign their copies of your books. That's my best case scenario, okay? But yeah. I'm from Astoria, Queens, like you, so it makes me sort of a realist, and that is to say a pessimist. Anyway, got a column up at stream.org called George Floyd's Life Mattered. Now, how about all those babies? Planned Parenthood has been forced finally to own up to the fact that their founder, Margaret Sanger, was really a white supremacist eugenicist who worked with the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazis to try to reduce the number of minority children born in America. They haven't copped to all of it, but they have sort of grudgingly for the first time admitted what people like you and I have been saying for decades by pointing to actual quotes from Margaret Sanger, like where she refers to children of the poor as human weeds. People said, you took that out of context. What is the context where calling children human weeds is okay? Can anybody tell me one?
I want to say, John, we need to be clear, like, I mock the concept of white supremacy because in our day and age, it really is preposterous. It's being thrown around like the term racism is being thrown around. It's just silly. But if you want to find a genuine white supremacist, look to the founder of Planned Parenthood, a genuine white supremist.
Yeah, Nordic supremacist.
To eradicate white supremacy, you have to go back to Margaret Sanger. We're not joking. This was her philosophy.
She wrote model legislation that was passed in 30 states to try to suppress the birth rate of people whom she called undesirable. The motto of Planned Parenthood for many years was more children from the fit, fewer from the unfit. In 30 states, eugenics laws were passed. In 13 of them, mandatory sterilization or castration was imposed on people who failed culturally biased IQ tests, culturally biased to be like Northern European. By Margaret Sanger standards, neither you or I counted as white because I'm Slavic and you're Greek. We weren't even in on the mix. It was all people like J.P. Morgan and the Bush family and the Rockefeller family. It was a very small select group that qualified by Margaret Sanger standards. Well, it took – I don't know. She died in the 50s. It took until now. It took 60-something years to get Planned Parenthood to admit, yeah, maybe it was bad that Margaret Sanger drew up these eugenics laws that the Nazis explicitly used as a model for their eugenics laws. How do we know that? They invited her closest associate, Harry Laughlin, for a whirlwind tour of Nazi Germany, and they gave him an award from a Nazi university, which he proudly accepted and came back and continued to work with Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger worked with a Nazi eugenicist. His name was Eugen Fischer. it was his textbook that Hitler read in prison that he claimed made him a believer in eugenics.
Oh, ho, ho. Hold on a second. That's big news, folks. When we come back, we're going to unpack this. We are trying to bring you some real history here. This is actually important that we know this. We'll be right back with John Zmirak.
I never knew you looked so good. Oh, I never knew anyone could. I must have been crazy to ever have gone away.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I've found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out.
Love is a lie, and so we begin, foolishly laying our hearts on the table.
Folks, I'm talking to John Zmirak. John, you just said something. Please repeat it. This is, people need to know this is true, what you're saying. This is very heavy. Please repeat this so people understand where, what real white supremacy is and what Planned Parenthood is.
Okay.
This is just, most people won't believe this. I think you're exaggerating. Say it again. I'm sorry.
Sure. One of Margaret Sanger's friends and collaborators was a German biologist called Eugen Fischer, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. Look him up. Eugen, Eugene without the E, Fischer. It was his eugenics textbook that Hitler read when he was in jail that he said made him a believer in eugenics. It was Margaret Sanger's model eugenics laws that the Nazis used as the model for their own forced sterilization laws in the 30s. They invited Harry Laughlin, Margaret Sanger's close collaborator at the time, for a tour of Nazi Germany, and they gave him an award. She continued to work with him. Eugen Fischer, whom Margaret Sanger invited, had to speak at conferences, and she published his articles in the Birth Control Review. He had run a concentration camp for the Kaiser in 1905, I think to 1908, which murdered thousands of African natives and experimented on them. He saved their skulls. He would kill them and experiment on their brains. Eugen Fischer was doing this in 1905. By 1935, he was working closely with Margaret Sanger. This is Planned Parenthood's legacy. If you want to learn about it in depth, and this is a hard film to watch, but I do recommend it, is a film called MAFA 21, M-A-A-F-A. I think it's a Swahili word, MAFA 21 Black Genocide. It's available on YouTube free. 2.5 hours of documentation of Planned Parenthood's racism. They have an interview with one of the last black women forcibly sterilized in America in the 1960s under North Carolina's eugenics laws written by Planned Parenthood. She was forcibly sterilized because she was a rape victim and got pregnant at 15. Her grandparents, who couldn't read and write because they were victims of Jim Crow, brought her into the hospital to be cared for. And the North Carolina authorities, following that law, told them, unless you have her sterilized after the birth, we're going to cut off your public assistance. So you'll be on your own. So she was sterilized, and they have an interview with her and the son, the child of rape who was born, who, because of Planned Parenthood's laws, is her only child. But you know what? That child's alive. She, after her rape, having not finished high school, went ahead and finished college. Her son now has a nice, beautiful family. And Harry Laughlin, the man who worked for Planned Parenthood with the Nazis, died without any children. So I'm happy to say that her legacy carried on. Harry Laughlin's didn't. In the article, I also point people towards Benjamin Watson, the NFL star who has become a wonderful pro-life activist. And he looks at the connection, the racist connection between Planned Parenthood, eugenics, and the legalization of abortion in a wonderful new film called Divided Hearts of America. But unbelievably, it is available on Amazon for the moment, unlike a lot of other good things. Divided Hearts of America, our friend Jason Jones wrote it and produced it, and I highly recommend people get hold of that film and send it to their friends because it is a brilliant, thoughtful American, Ben Watson, trying to get to the roots of abortion and showing its connections with racism.
Jason wrote this film. When did this come out?
About 8 months ago, but it was kind of not so much noticed because of the craziness around the election.
Right. Well, listen, I just want to repeat, you said MAFA 21 Black Genocide. So it's MAAFA.
Right. And that one's free on YouTube. That's harrowing. It's very hard to watch.
MAFA 21. MAFA 21.
Every American should see this.
Folks, I'm going to put this out on my social media. But again, a lot of you don't follow me on social media. I really feel like more and more what my whole life is about is spreading this kind of information because the mainstream media doesn't do that. Now, I don't know why they would have us watch what they would have us watch. A lot of garbage. But this is something that's important. MAFA 21, MAAFA 21, Black Genocide. We need to know our history. It's about time that we stop and review these things. John, you know what you said? Planned Parenthood's founder, Margaret Sanger, you said it was what were the laws that she wrote up or the code?
These were eugenics laws that were supposed to help raise the quality of the human breeding stock in America, in her own words, and get rid of the human weeds. People, I guess, like George Floyd, people, I guess, like Breonna Taylor, people, I guess, like Ben Watson and you and me, because we were not Northern Europeans either, not 100% anyway. But one more piece of evidence for this. Remember, Ruth Bader Ginsburg admitted that part of the rationale for Roe v. Wade was that there was a perception of a population crisis. And Harry Blackmun was convinced by a report from the Rockefeller Foundation that abortion was necessary to help keep the American breeding stock clean and help keep whites in charge of America. One of the things that changed Harry Blackmun's mind, according to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and I've seen other reports of this, was reading this eugenics report from the Rockefeller Foundation, and it led him to change his mind about abortion, to legalize it. And in Bader Ginsburg's words, it was thought we could reduce the population of the kind of people you didn't want to have too many of. Now, what did she mean by that? Have you heard of the book Freakonomics? It's a runaway bestseller. It had a whole chapter saying that Roe v. Wade was a good thing because it was responsible for the drop in crime in the 1990s. Now, that has been discredited. Okay, Steve Saylor, among others, has looked at the statistics and shown, no, actually, it was the fact that crack hit earlier and then it killed so many people. Then the people realized don't take crack and the crime statistics went down. It was not people being killed in the womb because they were genetically somehow more likely to commit crime, or because single moms are always going to raise criminals and there's nothing we can do about that.
John, you when you refer to what Margaret Sanger wrote, the founder of Planned Parenthood, it's not really too much to say, if I read you or if I hear you correctly, that the founder of Planned Parenthood was part of what made the Holocaust happen in Germany.
Yeah. I mean, she did it. She admitted in her own memoirs that she went and spoke to the Ku Klux Klan to try to get them on board, that she paid black ministers and black doctors to spread birth control specifically in the black community. But some 60% of Planned Parenthood clinics to this day are in or on the border of non-white minority neighborhoods to make it convenient for them. In our own beloved New York City, for decades, more black children have been aborted than have been born. And these same people who want to say it's racist to teach Shakespeare in an English department don't think it's racist to have abortion clinics founded by white supremacists set up in every minority community in America. Wrap your head around that one, my friend.
Well, see, this is the thing. We have to state these things over and over, because people think we're making it up. They say, oh, you're exaggerating. Folks, we are not even exaggerating. We're not even stressing this slightly more than is actually true. This is perfectly true. The founder of Planned Parenthood, the woman who brought us Planned Parenthood and abortion on demand, that woman wrote laws that were used by the Nazis and that led to the Holocaust. We're not making this up. Yeah. The reason you don't know this is because it doesn't really track with the narrative that the mainstream secular media keeps pushing on us. So we have to have our own narrative. It's called the truth. It's called history. And we have to push back. We have to say that the 1619 Project is a grotesque, propagandistic sham. It's despicable. We have to say,
I call it
was founded by a white supremacist. These things are true. We have to say them over and over and spread the message. MAFA 21, M-A-A-F-A 21, Black Genocide. Share that with your friends. And please share everything that John Zmierich writes at The Stream, stream.org. John, which article is at stream.org where you wrote about some of this stuff?
It's called there's one called One of Margaret Sanger's Pals Ran a Concentration Camp. That's pretty easy to remember. The other one is George Floyd's Life Mattered. Now, what about all those babies? And one thing I'd like to point out, when people say, well, it seems implausible that Planned Parenthood had all these Nazi connections. I mean, it's everywhere. George W. Bush's father, Senator Prescott Bush, was treasurer of Planned Parenthood of Connecticut. How did this happen? Well, what happened was that as the Nazi concentration camps began to be liberated, people like Margaret Sanger realized they needed to shut up about eugenics because it was going to be really unpopular. So they turned on a dime and started talking about the population explosion.
Right.
But they continued to target all their contraception efforts on the poor and on the blacks.
We're going to a break. We're going to be right back, continuing the conversation with John Zmierich. Folks, ain't this something?
Hey folks, you certainly heard me talk about MyPillow and how their products have literally changed my life. Now, have you tried the pillow? They don't go flat. You can wash them, dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. They're made in the USA, and for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for the lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. It's originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's square, and use promo code ERIC. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Folks, you know I use these products, and they're fantastic. Call 800-978-3057 and use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC.
What is the worth of a soul to Christ? Is it the same now as it was 2,000 years ago? In Pillars of Barabbas, author M.D. House shows how the times of the early Christian church differed little from our own, including the treacherous moral and political waters Christ's saints have always had to navigate with His abiding help. Everything they did and said is applicable to our day, and we are fundamentally no better than them. For instance, the Apostle Paul did not fear the Roman Emperor Nero. He served the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. True followers of Christ should always influence secular rule so that His church can be the beacon on a hill inviting all to come unto Him. Order this powerful testimonial, Pillars of Barabbas by M.D. House, now on Amazon, and feel the inspiring legacy left to us by those faithful followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. Please use the code ERIC when you do practically anything, but especially when you go to NutraMedics.com and when you go to MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, and please tell your friends to use the code ERIC. John Zmirak, we're talking about some heavy stuff. It's hard to believe, but I remember being skeptical about all this stuff when I first heard it and thinking, oh, it's kind of that fanatical thing. And then you realize, no, unfortunately, it's absolutely true.
So I'd
recommend. Nobody knows about it.
What Divided Hearts of America? Fantastic film. A black pro-lifer with an open mind talking to abortionists, abortion advocates, pro-lifers, women who've had abortion. He talks to a child of rape who was not aborted and who is now a pro-life activist and having to deal with the fact that people think it would be better if he didn't exist. He interviews a survivor of a saline abortion. Her grandmother forced her mom to have an abortion, and they use the saline thing where they inject poison into the child and try to deliver it dead. She happened to live, and her grandmother was in the room and wanted the nurses to leave her to die the way Governor Northam wants, but some of the nurses refused, and they actually saved her life. I mean, there's some very powerful stories in Divided Hearts of America, which is – it's the kind of pro-life film you're like, why doesn't somebody make this? Well, they made it, and we have to support it, and we have to send it, buy it, stream it, send it to our friends.
Can you believe that Northam is still the governor of Virginia?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a man who either dressed up in blackface or as a Klansman. We don't know which, okay?
We know which.
We're never going to find out.
Judge, but the man's a butcher. Just, you know, just
and
saying.
And he advocates euthanasia. I mean, right now – I keep saying we live as – it's as if we're living in an end times novel type single spaced in a double wide and sold only at gun shows. I call it the gun show apocalyptic novel index. The closer we become to some crackpot novel that somebody published in the 90s, the more difficult life is going to become. There's a guy in Canada now who is going to prison because he refused to use male pronouns for his daughter, who was pressured by her school and therapists and the crazy mother into transitioning to become a boy. A father can't call his daughter by the pronouns he thinks are correct because they're based in biology. But hey, everybody, we follow the science. The science. Dr. Fauci will just tell us exactly what the science is. And if scientists disagree with him, 22-year-olds working for Facebook with bachelor's degrees in LGBT studies will label this false information and will get those doctors, those epidemiologists, banned from social media and silenced. The Spanish Inquisition was far better than this, Eric. It was run by actual theologians. They had rules of evidence. People got acquitted all the time. The Spanish Inquisition actually stopped the witch trials in Spain and Portugal. We should wish for the Spanish Inquisition compared to what's being imposed on us now, and it's only going to get worse.
You know, you can understand, and I really do mean this, how there are people, they just don't want to hear what we're talking about because it is painful to think like – I just don't want to believe that. And it's easy not to believe it. In other words, there's a narrative in the culture that makes you feel normal if you don't believe this stuff.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this is real. And we have to push it out there so that people understand this is real. We cannot hide our heads in the sand and watch CNN or watch whatever blather is coming at us. We have to face the facts. And, you know, you could watch Fox or anything, and you're pretty much not going to hear what we're talking about.
You pretty much have, you know, since the election, my girlfriend and I have stopped watching Fox. We now watch Steve Bannon on Real America's Voice, and we watch Newsmax. It's like the – It looks like the fringiest stuff imaginable, but it's right on issue after issue after issue.
Yeah.
I did another piece. Given CNN's propaganda, how can we avoid paranoia when they really are out to get us? And in it, I included a little video. I wanted to give people some hope that there are some people coming around. I have a video of Naomi Wolf, whom you and I remember from Yale as a radical feminist, kind of insufferable. Here she is, heroically championing American freedom, pointing out that the vaccine passport they're talking about is a means of absolute thought control.
Right.
It's a means of giving the government the power to track us, the power to maybe cut off our financial transactions. It is a complete surrender of every constitutional freedom we ever thought about. And Naomi Wolf is standing up on it. So while we have enemies we didn't expect, Republican governors who are selling us out, like Kristi Noem and Asa Hutchinson, we have people like Naomi Wolf waking up and saying, wait a minute, this is absolute tyranny. This is insane. So we have to maintain a Christian willingness to forgive people if they repent, only if they repent, a willingness to accept people in our ranks if they actually want to help us. But we also have to have anger and memory. We have to remember, as Solzhenitsyn told us, remember what totalitarians do. Don't let them distract your attention. Remember what happened to Kyle Rittenhouse. Jake Gardner, a business owner trying to defend his business, was persecuted to suicide. Read Ann Coulter about Jake Gardner. Persecuted to suicide in a Democrat state senator, went on Twitter and celebrated his suicide, gloated about his death. Remember what they tried to do to Nick Sandman, what they did to Mark Judge, what they did to Carter Page, George Papadopoulos. One victim after another of this leftist machine, we have to rally around those people. And if they're still alive, we have to help them rebuild their lives.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Folks, we're going to a break. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'll ask you again, please share these videos. Please subscribe to my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com. Please go to stream.org, print out John's articles, share them. We've just got to get the word out. We'll be right back. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to John Zmierak. Yes, I am talking to John Zmierak, and you get to listen. John, what's on your mind?
Well, we were talking about the piece I did at Stream that I wanted to point people towards was, given CNN's propaganda, how can we avoid paranoia when they really are out to get us?
Okay, what do you mean? What do you
mean? Well, we saw on James O'Keefe's Project Veritas video that a CNN producer, like their technical producer, one of their top people, admitting that they were engaged in a propaganda campaign to beat Donald Trump and boasting about it. He was kind of trying to show off to someone who he'd met on Tinder who didn't know was a reporter for James O'Keefe's Project Veritas. And he talked about how they purposely bias stories and how they're going to switch the narrative soon from COVID to climate change. Like, we've decided what America needs to be upset about. We've decided how to manipulate American public opinion. By the way, we're supposed to be a news station. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. But then you think back, the coordinated media blackout of the Hunter Biden laptop, with all the national security implications that had, of the president via his son being in business with the Chinese Communist government, communist spies, and oligarchs all around Central Asia. Don't pay attention. We decided that wasn't news. National security operatives, people like Brennan and Clapper, lying and saying that that was Russian disinformation. Remember that? That was like 6 months ago. You're not supposed to remember that. You're supposed to just look, follow the shiny object, like the magpie bird brain we think you and the public are. No, that's old news. It may have been fake news. We may have lied through our teeth. It doesn't matter. Look at the shiny. Look at the shiny. That is what they think of us.
I have to say, there's something happening in America right now. Now, there's the fact that we're talking about this. We've been manipulated for years, for decades. But we're waking up because it's gotten so bad that enough people are just saying enough is enough. And we're waking it up, waking up to it. And it is interesting, John, because I really think there's a kind of revolution happening. The fact that people are waking up, the fact that alternative news outlets exist, the fact that people can listen to this program, that wasn't always the case. I mean, right. We had three networks. We had CNN. You know, finally Fox came along. But this is way bigger than Fox. Fox led to this, but the alternative media enables people to see things that CNN doesn't want them to see.
That's right.
It's no longer like we've just got CNN. We have so many places that we can find the truth. And when you see this stuff, you know, you have to do something about it.
But the left runs around playing whack-a-mole, trying to silence them. I remember when Twitter had free speech. I got kicked off of Twitter. We have to help these new media. Frank's speech, which is Mike Lindell's new social media, has just come out. We have to help Parler recover from its attack by Amazon. We have to help Gab fight false charges that it's an extremist platform. Gab.com is a free speech platform that follows the U.S. Constitution. So if you think Gab is a hate site because it doesn't censor free speech. It follows the First Amendment. Then you must think the Constitution is a hate document. But then again, if you believe the protocols of the Elders of Jamestown, which is my nickname for the 1619 Project, maybe you do think America has been a hateful monstrosity since its founding. So maybe you should, you know, what should we look to? The Ottoman Empire, Tsarist Russia, the Sultanate of Abu Dhabi. I mean, these people have this insane utopia in their minds that has never existed anywhere.
John, you know, you and I, we've talked about creating a documentary series that tells like the history of the world. And it's a funny thing because we really do need to do this because people don't know where to get their information. And the narrative that used to be taught in public schools, you know, about how this is a great country and George Washington is a great hero and Lincoln freed the slaves and we had a war and slavery was defeated. I mean, all of this beautiful stuff has been suppressed.
Right.
And anybody from our age down doesn't know the truth about America and how wonderful it is. And they're only hearing what's bad.
It's exactly what the Soviets did about the history of Russia, what Mao Zedong did about the history of China, what Hitler did about the history of Germany and the Old Testament. If you George Orwell recognized that, he said, he who controls the past controls what people think in the present and will control what they do in the future. And teachers' unions right now are taking this crackpot discredited conspiracy theory, the 1619 Project, and they're preparing lesson plans with the help of the New York Times and the Pulitzer Committee to teach it in schools at most of the blue states in America. So in 20 years, the kids who grow up and come out of those blue states really will think America was founded to stop George III from freeing the slaves. How do you even argue with somebody who believes that?
You, we have to maybe there's somebody listening, a person of means who wants to fund this documentary series, because I really do believe that we have to tell the true story. We have to do it with some humor. And it really is a beautiful story. And there's so much to it.
There's a wonderful book out there by Wilfred McClay, historian.
Yes.
Land of Hope.
Yes. Land of Hope.
I was chatting with him just 2 weeks ago in Fort Worth, a wonderful man, really good historian, really honest, patriotic, thoughtful, the kind of man who can barely find a place in today's universities, which really are one gigantic, organized, multi-billion dollar hissy fit. Just just like imagine Rip Taylor just like having a meltdown on Hollywood Squares. That is what 4 years of that is what you can get for $140,000 in tuition.
Right. Honestly, it's just sometimes we just have to say how crazy things are, folks. You're not crazy. It's true. Most Americans see what we see. But, you know, if you're flipping around on TV, you're not going to hear from them. You're going to hear from the minority that believes, you know, what's not true and that is telling us what is not true. We're responsible for ourselves. We have to take the responsibility. So I will say it again. Please go to stream.org. Print out John's articles, share them with your neighbors, buy John's books, buy my books, listen to this program, share these videos with anyone you can. We have to get the message out. John, it's you're a gift from God to this program, and we're grateful for you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Eric. God bless. Bye-bye.
Still in California. Yeah,
you
I don't know what happened. I'm still here. Great. I gotta tell you, seriously, few things going on. I keep getting emails from people asking me questions because they listen to the show, they hear something, and then they say, What was that? And they can't rewind because they're, you know, listening to the radio or whatever it is. So yesterday I got a question. What's that supplement thing that you know, whatever that you mentioned on your program? And so rather than email everyone, I thought maybe I'll just say it on the program. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Try that.
Our new sponsor is NutraMedics. It's NUTRA, NutraMedics, MEDIX, NutraMedics.com. NutraMedics.com is our new sponsor. And we have the same code, Eric. So if you go to NutraMedics.com, whatever you order there, use the code Eric and you'll get, I believe it's a 10% discount. But I want to say this. The reason I'm so excited about NutraMedics is because, now think of this, right? I'm already getting vitamin D and zinc and magnesium or whatever it is you take, melatonin, whatever, all that stuff. I'm already buying it from someplace. Where am I getting it from? What are the values of those companies? I have no idea. NutraMedics, NutraMedics.com, use the code Eric. They give 50% of all their profits, think of that, to missions and to charities that most of us would be thrilled to know that they're giving 50% of their profits. They have a goal by the end of this century to put three men on the moon. No, sorry, that's wrong. By the end of this century, 2030, they have a goal to give away $100 million. These people are serious about giving away money to God's purposes. So NutraMedics.com, use the code Eric. And I'm sure whatever it is that you take, they probably have it there.
Yeah.
Also should mention MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. There's going to be more and more available at MyStore.com. Most of my books are available at MyStore.com. And I just say to people, if you use the code Eric, some of the prices are really insane. My Miracles book hardcover, it's like $10 or something, which it should be like $27. Seven Women book is really cheap. I don't know what that is, but I'm just saying, like, if possible, I want to pass on the savings to you. And, you know, that way you don't have to buy from Amazon or whatever it is. So I do want to mention MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Use the code Eric. And also to support Mike Lindell. The dude is, he just takes a beating. People come after him. People are nasty to him. Jimmy Kimmel was nasty. But guess what? Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel is going to have him on the show.
Yeah, that's great. That is terrific.
Yep. What do you think I would need to do to get Jimmy Kimmel to say, use the code Eric? Hey, Kimmel. Hey, you. Tell your people, your audience. It's a small audience, but I don't care. use the code Eric.
I'm afraid he's going to say use the code Jimmy after getting to like Michael in. But
yeah, he's going to say, you know what? I kind of like that guy. Yeah, he's very likable because he's.
Yeah, and go to frankspeech.com too, folks, and sign up there as well.
Oh, please go to frankspeech.com. Yeah. And before we go, as I mentioned, I'm in California. So I'm speaking at Signal Hill tomorrow. You can find all this on my website, ericmetaxas.com, speaking schedule.
And
I'm speaking up in Thousand Oaks. I think I'm doing an event Friday night with Pastor Rob McCoy. And I'm speaking, I think, three sermons on Sunday. How am I going to get through that? Coffee, and more coffee.
Okay. And one more thing. Let's go to salemnow.com as well. There's some great movies there. Church People, there's another one, America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. It's a really good one. I've been watching it. It's very good. Homeschoolers have to see this one, too. It's about the
salemnow.com.
Yeah.
We're trying to help you people. All right. Come on. You got to help us help you. Help yourselves. Thanks for listening.